course, the coaches are super busy during the season, maybe all year. But the general manager, Rick Smith, his work is never done. He's got to sign players seemingly every week with all these injuries. He was at it again this week, and Drew Doherty caught up with Rick Smith.
All right, Rick, the Detroit Lions come to town. These guys have won all four of their victories have come within the final 2 minutes of the game. What sticks out to you with Detroit?
Well, I think when you have a situation like that, you look first to the quarterback, right? And how does his team stay together and at the end find a way to make plays to win the game? Matthew Stafford's doing a fantastic job of that. Their team's doing a fantastic job of that. He's spreading the ball around. They've got multiple players with you know, tons of production. And so it's a big challenge for us. You know, our defense has to rise to that occasion. We're back at home, thankfully, and hopefully we'll come out and play well.
Yeah, you had to make quite a few moves this week because of some injuries and some guys coming back. What stood out to you there?
Well, the first thing is that the injury to Derek Newton, of course, very sorry for him that happened. He's worked so hard to come back anyway, and he'd been battling some injuries over the course of the season, but to see that happen to him, number one, we were disappointed for him. He is going to be on the mend and going to be fine, and he'll work through his rehab process to get back out here. But as you mentioned, the moves that we made, we went and got an old familiar face back. Jeff Adams came back. We signed another young man to the practice squad. So just making those moves that are necessary to continue to compete.
Yeah, and then in the secondary, A.J. Boye continues to play well. He was targeted often, but, he really looked pretty good on Monday Night Football, didn't he?
He's been very impressed and pleased with the way he's played. You know, we talked about the depth that we had at the position, and it's something that's necessary because, you just can't have too many guys that can go run and cover. But he is doing a fantastic job. He's really doing a nice job of tackling, number one, but then also playing the ball downfield and at the point.
Have you liked what you've seen from the run game? Because it looks like over the last 2 weeks against really varying defenses, they've been able to get a lot of success on the ground.
Well, we have, and we've got to be balanced. And offensively, we need to be balanced. We need to continue to run the football effectively, and then we need to get our passing game a bit more productive.
Yeah. Switching gears, you got that cool green outfit on. The veterans were in town this week. It's also Salute to Service Sunday. What's the coolest part of that for you? How much do you love this week?
Yeah, it is. It's a special time for us as an organization. It's really nice. Today in particular, we had the military at practice, had them over for a barbecue before practice, and just had an opportunity to spend some time with them to just make sure that they understand the gratitude and the appreciation that we have for their service and how important that is for all of us.
Yeah, it's something that the Texans have done throughout the history of the franchise, dating back to 2002. Another thing, Texans are always very, very active in the community. You were one of the guys spearheading some of that on Wednesday evening. You unleashed one of those big, big checks that I don't know you can really cash anywhere, but it went to the right place, didn't it?
Well, we gave $40,000, actually, Drew, to various leagues around town qualify for the grants to help their leagues, whether it's for the purchase of equipment or things that the league needs, and really it's all around Heads Up Football and that initiative and how important it is for us to make sure that we are certifying coaches, we are educating coaches and teaching them proper techniques, proper fitting for equipment, proper concussion diagnosis and response, cardiac arrest and how to deal with that, asthma. There's so many different things that the Heads Up Football program and USA Football that we do to try to educate, to make sure that we are promoting a safe game and that kids can have fun playing a game of football.
Excellent stuff. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks.
Well, there's some football talk with the general manager and executive vice president, Rick Smith. Let's get to some tailgate talk now with our friends from HEB.